Bienvenue sur Le Fil, la web radio du cours maintenant pour l'émission Melting Pot. Nous nous retrouvons pour le projet Latest News de Madame Corée et ses élèves de première une. Ils devaient choisir une actualité et ils ont décidé de nous parler du procès entre Johnny Depp et Amber Heard.
Hello everyone, today we are going to talk about the trial between Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. But to understand the origins of this trial, let's go back in time to get the context. Can you please tell us, Tom, about the meeting between these two actors?
Hello, yes, of course. Johnny Depp met Amber Heard on the set of the film Rum Express, released in 2011. The couple married in 2015 before separating in 2016. The actress, who played in Aquaman, accused him of domestic violence, which Johnny Depp denies, claiming to have received blows from his ex-wife. In July 2020, a defamation lawsuit opposes the actor to The Sun, which had called the actor violent husband. On November 2, 2020, Johnny Depp loses his case against The Sun and appeals the judgment. After taking testimony from the actress and relatives of both parties, Judge Nicol ruled that the words and qualifications used by The Sun in their article were substantially true. Since April 11, 2022, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard have been fighting in court in Fairfax, USA. The ex-spouses accuse each other of defamation, Johnny Depp having filed a complaint against his former wife after an article published in the Washington Post in 2018, in which she said she was a victim of domestic violence, without naming him, ruining his career, according to him.
We understand that this trial does not date from 2022, but goes back a few years. What can you say, Clotilde, about the tension between these two people?
We can see on a video taken by the Court of Fairfax, broadcast live, we can see Johnny Depp hurrying towards the exit during a break in the trial. But Amber Heard was in his way and seemed terrified when she saw her ex hurrying towards her. She started to back away, forcing the police officers in charge of security to intervene so that the distance between the two actors was maintained and they didn't end up face to face. The confrontation was avoided. Johnny Depp was forced to step aside to let Amber Heard go away. As a reminder, the two exes would not have spoken since the beginning of the trial, not failing to accuse each other on the stand.
It is said that Johnny Depp is not at the end of his sorrow, that he receives very serious accusations. Can you confirm, Matteo?
On April 12, 2022, Amber Heard lawyers claimed that Johnny Depp had verbally, psychologically and physically assaulted their client, but they also claimed that Tim Burton's favorite actor had sexually assaulted his former wife. He pinned her against the bar. Amber Heard lawyers told the court he threw bottles and bottles at her. He dragged her across the floor and the broken bottles. He hit her, he told her he was going to kill her, and he hate her. And then he penetrated her with a bottle of alcohol. Johnny Depp's spoken person denied completely in a statement. Their fictitious accusations were never made since Amber allegation began in 2016 and only surfaced a year later.
I heard that Amber Heard would suffer from certain illness that would be responsible for the fact that she greatly exaggerated her accusation. Can you tell us more on this?
On May 3, 2022, forensic psychologist Dawn Hugg returned to the accusation of sexual violence that Amber Heard reported to her during their session. She thus revealed that the actress had spoken to her about the rape accusation with a bottle of alcohol. According to her, the Aquaman actress is suffering from post-traumatic stress, the approved week. Dr. Shannon Curry had estimated that Amber Heard suffering on the contrary of personality disorder, according to him. She would have exaggerated the post-traumatic stress of which she says to suffer.
We will conclude this radio show by saying that Johnny Depp received this very heavy accusation, which between us are largely exaggerated by Amber Heard, who accused him of rape. Will Johnny Depp, former hero of Pirates of the Caribbean, be able to win this trial that seems endless? This is a question we are all asking ourselves at the moment. One thing is sure, the career of this actor has taken a great impact with his case. This program was made possible by media sources such as USA Today.
Merci de nous avoir écoutés. À très bientôt pour un nouvel épisode de Melting Pot, une émission sur le fil, la web radio du cours maintenant.